Will you spend another summer working on your yard for your spouse, kids, and guests? Or would you rather spend the summer with your spouse, playing with the kids, and relaxing with guests? Hire Blue Duck Lawn Care to get the super healthy lawn you'll love and neighbors will envy. Blue Duck does the fertilizing and weed control. You just mow to get a lush, thick lawn. Best in your neighborhood. If it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com. Remember, if it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com.
The popcorn moment. Let's go. It's a story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn because there is much, 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 much more. Representative Ilhan Omar goes on CNN. She's there with Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell, both members of Congress. And of course, these people have been removed from committees. Ilhan Omar removed from Foreign Affairs. And Swalwell and Schiff removed from House Intelligence. This is political payback from Kevin McCarthy. I won't even deny that. Yeah. Yes, political payback. You took Marjorie Taylor Greene off of a committee, took Paul Gosar off a committee, off all committees. All McCarthy did was take you off these specific committees. You can be on other committees, and you're crying and you're moaning. Look, on the political, on the straight political of it, yeah, it is what it is. Now you know. Now you know. Don't do that stuff in the future. When you play politics, we notice. Now you're upset that the political right is playing politics? Maybe you shouldn't play politics. Two wrongs don't make a right, Tony. Well, I believe that's the theory of Representative Victoria Spartz, who is scheduled to be with me on Tony Katz today at noon. We're scheduled to speak at 1:06. So she has said that Kevin McCarthy is wrong for this. I disagree with her vehemently. We are going to discuss it at 1:06 on Tony Katz today. So be sure to tune in for that. But there is Representative Ilhan Omar on with Dana Bash on CNN. And they're talking about reason she was taken off this committee. And, of course, there are questions whether or not she values America, and putting her on Foreign Affairs is an issue. Dana Bash brings up, of course, her anti-Semitism. And I want you to hear Representative Omar's responses.
So when you apologized for the All About the Benjamins comment, you said anti-Semitism is real. And I'm grateful for Jewish allies and colleagues who are educating me on the painful history of anti-Semitic tropes. What did you learn?
A lot. I certainly did not or was not aware that the word hypnotize was a trope. I wasn't aware of the fact that there are tropes about Jews and money. That has been a very enlightening part of this journey.
I must admit that believing her is remarkably difficult. And if asked, I believe that Representative Ilhan Omar is lying through her teeth based on the multiplicity of comments. She didn't know? Look, it's possible for someone not to know something. It's possible for someone not to know something. But she didn't know about comments where she was perfectly specific to connections to the largest tales about Jews out there. If you're asking me, no, I don't buy in. I don't believe her at all. I don't believe her at all. Now, she doesn't get my ire the way Representative Rashida Tlaib gets my ire. But I don't believe her. Is she going to eventually be put on Foreign Affairs? Possibly. She's got a better chance than Swalwell and Schiff, who have no chance whatsoever. Let them complain and cry into the wind. Who cares? But I'm also fine with Omar not being on Foreign Affairs. For the political. Don't be fools, political left. And then you won't be treated poorly. No one will get treated poorly. And we can get back to running the country. But if you need to be taught a lesson, well, I mean, this is the way it's going to go. I don't know why anybody's surprised. So as got reported, I guess, in those overnight hours, Ilhan Omar, representative from Minnesota, will be placed on the Foreign Affairs Committee in the U.S. House of Representatives. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. I'm sad to see it. No, I don't think she deserves it. Yes, I think she's a bigot. No, I don't accept her apology. No, I am not a fan. And yes, I'm only sorry that a woman that has her story, which is an absolutely incredible story, it can't see her way clear to actually liking the country that said welcome. But the fact that you can be an immigrant from Somalia and become a member of Congress, that's the story that I will continue to push. That's the greatness of America. It's just a shame that the person who did that, who made that climb, really isn't, doesn't understand the value of the nation. And what she espouses certainly is not something that I think provides any value anywhere. I'm not about to start. She has proven that she is unworthy of my respect. And I'm going to argue yours as well.